Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Alex Jones revealed over 20 years ago how world elites reenact human sacrifice every year at Bohemian Grove.
Midsummer sets us free!
And there have been several whistleblowers reporting that satanic ritual sacrifice is at the highest levels of our society. Ritualized murder is, after all, the ultimate expression of tyranny. And as disturbing as it is to most people, it has commonly been used as a form of blackmail. Former child actor Rick Schroeder recently released a video of a childhood experience he had in Hollywood where he believes he met members of this cult.
Let me explain. When I was young, I couldn't drive yet. I was hanging out with the older guys out on Point Doom, and somebody popped in a cassette tape into a VHS player, and there was a room with a body, I believe it was male, laying on a table, and people came around the room. It was dimly lit, but they had hoods and robes on, and they had some sort of ritual where they took a knife and they cut him down the side. It was his right side. And they took out parts of him and the blood started flowing. And they were chanting. And there was women there and they took off their clothes. And then they took the blood and they smeared it on their bodies and started to be sexual with each other. It was quite disturbing to see. And so they gave me the cassette, and I took the cassette to somebody I trusted. And we watched it. And they said, never watch that again, and give it back to whoever gave it to you. So I did that, but I was always confused about why they didn't ask where it came from. And so I believe that I met some of the cult members when I was younger. If in fact we have no accountability or justice, it could be because these people that are supposed to bring us justice and protect and defend the Constitution are corrupted by this cult. I have no fear of them. You know, I only fear Jesus. And so, perhaps whoever's investigating these folks needs to go a layer below the top and come up from the mid-level, who are not cult members, been blackmailed by the cult, possibly. Because that's the only explanation I have for why we haven't had accountability and justice for what they've done to America and continue to do to America while we all just watch. So I share this with the hope that those mid-level people that are investigating in the FBI and the CIA will understand that their superiors, perhaps, will never give us justice because of the level of blackmail involved. All right, that's off my chest. That feels better. Now you all know. God bless America, and God bless those trying to defeat this cult. In Jesus' name, I give you this message. Amen. We'll be right back.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, it's kind of an odd thing. Here we are on this Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. And all of the warnings that we've been giving to the American public, our guests have been giving to the American public, the listening audience has been giving to the American public, we're all of them are now here now. It's all right in front of you. And the main thing people are noticing now with a week to go till Pride Month, we're not even in Pride Month yet, and look at how overwhelming and overt the sexual propaganda is aimed at children, and it's not even Pride Month yet. And you wouldn't have believed it 10 years ago, maybe you wouldn't have believed it, that the American left, the liberal, progressive, Democrat movement would be targeting children for sex. And that's what this is. Let's just call it what this is. They are targeting the children for sex. When they're inviting them to take part in strip club style dance teases, when they're inviting them to take part in drag queen events, when they're bringing rainbow dildo butt monkeys to the classroom to read, that's a real story, not making it up, that's real. When they do strip teases for children, when they bring them to their gay pride parades that turn into just completely debaucherous activity, sexual in nature, nudity, lewd acts, sex toys. And now it seems to all be focused on the situation happening at Target because they have a pride section for children. And they hire artists that are outright Satanists that suggest anybody that does not accept the trans kid sexualized grooming of the kid's agenda needs to be killed, needs to be punished, needs to die. And so for all these years, we've been hearing from the left about radicals and extremists. But who are the real radicals? Who are the real extremists? Now, I've got all kinds of news on this today. We got all kinds of video clips on this today. And, you know, I got into this a little bit yesterday with my guest, Pastor Dave Scarlett. And I'm a little bit at a crossroads, as most of the audience probably is as well. Where is the movement? Where is the organization? Where is the mobilization? Where is the activation of the Christian community Now, you might say, well, Christians are just avoiding this, and they're homeschooling now, or they're moving to areas that don't have this. Well, that might be true. But this is a consolidated effort from the American left against Christianity. Now, you notice, major corporations don't dare say anything negative about Islam. Major corporations don't dare say anything negative about the Jewish faith. And, of course, nobody's allowed to say anything negative about LGBTQ+. But you can insult Christianity all day long, and you can smear Christians, attack Christians, do whatever you want to Christians. Barely any pushback at all. Now, is that changing? Is that changing now? As we see the sexualized marketing targeted towards children? Maybe it's changing now. But really, the pushback has been so delayed in response to all of this, that's why it's gotten to this point. That's why you can't even believe some of the things that you see when it comes to the LGBTQ pedophile plus propaganda. So we're going to have all of it for you today. And it's most likely we went to a couple targets here in Austin. We've got a report that we're going to have finished here within the hour. I was out at a target this morning shooting a report. But it's in the target down the street from you, the kids' pride section with LGBTQ plus clothes and toys and everything else for children. It's all there. And there's even more on their website, the Target's website. Now, the pushback has resulted in some reversal of products and marketing at Target, but most of it is still there. And what happened in Los Angeles with the Dodgers when they were promoting this satanic trans group to be a part of the Dodgers festivities, and then they reversed track because, well, you know what? That's satanic. That's sexual in nature. Let's just not do that. But then somehow something happened and they reversed course again. And they said, nope, we will stand with these deranged trans people. And we will allow them to be part of the Dodgers family and part of the Dodgers festivities. So what's the response from this going to be? But this is the type of stuff now. These are the type of people that get hired to do marketing and promotion for companies like Target. Totally mocking Christianity. Totally mocking Jesus Christ. Totally mocking you. And then major corporations like Target pay them to do marketing aimed at children. So at this point, it's just completely out of control. It's completely deranged, deviant, demonic in nature. And I'm just interested to see what is the Christian community going to do? What is the Christian community going to do? And, you know, it's a tough thing because I'm a political activist. And I talk about God and I talk about Christianity on this show, and I am a Christian, but I don't consider myself a religious activist. But it is odd the lacking of religious Christian activists actually out there in the field. And I talk about this all the time, even with the political activism from the right. I mean, we just get dwarfed by the left. And we all know why. They get paid to show up. They don't have jobs, I suppose. So they can go to all the events. The Democrats organize and activate, and they're well-funded to do so. Can conservatives, can Christians ever even get on a level playing field when it comes to activism, when it comes to pushback, and when it comes to influence? This is going to be a major pivotal moment as far as the answer to that question is concerned. Now, Bud Light sales continue to tank. Is Target going to feel the pinch because of the sexual advertising towards children? And let's be clear, that's what it is. They know it, you know it, everybody knows it. They deny it, but we all know it. What is LGBTQ pedophile plus really about? It's about sex. What you want to have sex with, what you like to have sex with. That's what it's all about. Stop saying that's not what it is. That's all it is. And anybody who thinks about children in that regard is a pedophile. And so now you have just mass pedophilia everywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Situation after hiring trans Satanists to design satanic kids' pride clothing. They don't even hide it anymore. They don't even pretend it's something else. They just flaunt it in your face. That's how weak they think we are. That's how empowered they have become by their political leadership, cultural leadership, Hollywood, Democrat Party politics. But the pushback is certainly on and will continue. Here's some of the headlines before we get to some of the video clips, because this is just where it all goes with the propaganda. Woman abused by trans-identified male contacted by police after misgendering non-binary patient while in hospital. How dare you? You're a woman, a dude in a dress comes and beats your ass. You say, that man assaulted me. They say, you're a transphobe, you bigot. Don't you dare misgender. Then the cops beat the woman's ass. So the woman's lying there bleeding out after a man in a dress beats her ass. Oh, that man beat me. That's a woman. Beat. Then the cops beat her down. That's what you get. New York Times. Japan should be gayer because some samurai were gay. Says the New York Times. You guys are really obsessed with sex and sodomy. You guys really are the sodomite army. You really are the sodomite cult. You love sodomy. Why don't you explain to the children what that is? Oh, yeah, you already are. Again, the Dodgers tell the Catholic Church to get bent, screw off. They invite Satanists to be a part of the Dodgers LGBTQ plus pedophile Pride Night coming up in June. I don't know exactly what's going on. I do know conservatives are planning on being there that night. I'll leave it at that. Maybe you want to take part in that. Or if you don't want to support the Dodgers at all, I understand as well. But I know that there are conservatives that have already purchased a lot of tickets to be at Dodger Stadium on June 16th. I wonder how that's going to go. You may want to be a part of that, or you may want to not be a part of it. Just thought I'd let you know that's going on. Dodgers cave to woke mod. Invite anti-Catholic drag queen Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to Pride Night. Why? Why? You know, it's so funny. Major League Baseball, growing up, baseball was my favorite sport. I played, I'm not even exaggerating, probably 100 baseball games a summer until I got into college. I probably went to nearly 50, 60 ball games a summer. I'm not kidding you. When I was a kid, baseball was my life in the summer. And I loved it. And I sit here and I watch the major leagues say, well, what do we do? We're losing ratings. We're losing fans. And they think being gay or trans is what the answer to that problem is? I don't want to sit here and go off on a rant about what Major League Baseball should do. It's really not that hard. Cut your ticket prices probably in half, at least, to get people back into the park. And then stop doing the propaganda at the games. I liked going to baseball games. I fell in love with baseball games because I could go to the ballpark. I could get in for $5 or $10. I could have a hot dog and a beverage for $5 or $10, my dad could drop me off at the stadium with $20 and I could get in and eat and watch a ball game. And that's all I wanted to do. But now, oh, geez, you're going to need like $50 just to get in, $50 if you want to eat something, and then you're going to hear all about how gay they are. But hey, I'm sure the pitch clock will help. That's what your problem is. Yes, let's have more trans people at the ballgame. Those are your real baseball fans. Shouldn't you be targeting, if you're going to be targeting your marketing to the youth, shouldn't you be targeting it to baseball players? Shouldn't you be targeting it to athletes and kids that might want to play sports or play ball? No, let's put a bunch of men in dresses and makeup up there. That's baseball. Los Angeles Dodgers apologize and reinvite anti-Catholic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence trans nuns to Pride Night. Now understand this too. The original nuns, this is actually pretty league-wide. Maybe the Chicago White Sox might be the best example. This famous nun in Chicago on the south side, she throws out first pitch at White Sox games all the time. She's so famous, she has a Topps baseball card. A nun has a Topps baseball card. And she's known because she goes on the mound and she throws a strike every time. And it's cool and it's fun. And the children that she's connected to, they love it. And they cheer it on and they go to the ball game and they love it. So screw her. Screw that nun. In fact, I mean, my pre-kindergarten, I think I spent 2 years at a school where nuns ran the school. And even though I was like 4 or 5 years old, I still have hardened memories of nuns teaching me lessons even when I was that young. I remember I jumped off a playground one time and I smashed a pile of ants. Like, I jumped off the roof of this playground and I smashed a pile of ants. And this nun came over and grabbed me by the scuff of my neck and said, "We appreciate life, even bugs. We don't kill." Still remember that. Nuns are good people. Nuns are caring people. And we're going to push them aside. We're going to say, we're not interested in nuns being here anymore. You know, just some of the best people that walk the earth. Just some of the nicest, purest people out there as nuns. Yeah, we're not interested in you. We want to bring these sexual deviant, pervert, trans, pedophile types. We're interested in them. Sure, they don't know anything about baseball. Sure, they've never played baseball. Sure, nobody in that circle even knows what a baseball is. But let's bring that to the ballpark because it's gay. Total insanity. And they do all of these worthless gestures, like Maynard James Keenan, who, I mean, there's no doubt, Maynard James Keenan, one of the best singer-songwriters on the planet, Tool, for any metal fan, one of the best metal bands on the planet. And so he thinks he's going to go make some statement by dressing like a woman. And he always dresses up weird in his stuff. But he's anti-establishment. And so he thinks he's going to go make some statement by dressing up as a woman at a rock festival in Daytona, Florida. Like, wow, dude, you're making a statement. But it's that old meme from Jurassic Park. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, Maynard. This isn't about adults. This isn't about what adults like to do. This isn't about what adults do consensually in their private lives. This is about children. And notice how Maynard James Keaton didn't get arrested and nobody cared about his little stunt. Because this isn't about adults. This is about the children.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Alright, this crap is just everywhere now.
North Face. Oh boy, oh boy.
You know, that's funny. North Face sued, I wouldn't call this gentleman a friend of mine, but he was in kind of my circle of friends growing up. He created a company called the South Butt that was obviously just a spin-off of the North Face, and they sued him. They sued him because he had a company called the South Butt that was actually extremely successful in its time. So that's when I was kind of like, gee, North Face, maybe you guys are a little tyrannical. It was like a 16-year-old that made the South Butt. It was extremely popular. They sued him. They shut him down. A child. So they targeted the child to be shut down then. Now they're targeting the children to be sexualized. I mean, in fairness, this does appear to be a full-grown man in this new North Face ad. Here is
the new North Face coming out trans ad. Tell me, when you see this, does this make you think about buying winter clothing?
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual. And today, I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. This tour has everything. Hiking, community, art, lesbians, lesbians making art. Last year, we gay sashayed across the nation and celebrated Pride across the nation with hundreds of you. Across the nation.
Hundreds.
This year, we're back again with two new stops.
Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there. In Salt Lake City, we're coming for you.
Patty, can we go?
Of course. This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV to a nature near you. So come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community.
What?
It's not even Pride Month yet. I mean... So what is this? So North Face is now a gay trans club? That's my interpretation. I thought North Face sold winter clothing. Some of the best, even. Well, I guess not anymore. I guess now they just do gay merchandise. Is that their whole thing now? So are you going to go buy a North Face jacket anymore? Probably North Face, I mean, arguably one of the most popular winter clothing companies in the last couple of decades. Will they still be after that? You know, it's just a weird thing. And I don't know, maybe this is because I come from a marketing background, like it's in my family. My dad ran a marketing company, but it's like I look at that ad and I'm saying, who are you marketing to? What are you selling? Because I watched that ad. All you're selling is a gay trans meetup club. That's what I see, is you're promoting a gay trans meetup club. I didn't know that's what North Face was. I thought you did winter apparel. So now North Face is a gay trans meetup club. Very strange. Very strange. Now here is the original video, and we're reaching out to this lady, Kaylee Campbell Layton. And again, we were at Target. We followed the report this morning. That's going to air in about 20 minutes now. But here is concerned parent. And I just wonder, because Target has been doing this for what, 5 years now? I mean, it's not like this is new. Target has been selling this crap and promoting this crap for like 5 years. None of this is new. So what's odd is the response has changed. I mean, is this the first time that people have gone into Target and looked at all this crap? I mean, videos have been going around for years about this crap in Target and people going in there and calling it out. So what's changed? Why is it getting the attention now? Why is the rubber hitting the road now? Why is the outcry louder than ever now? It's been there forever. But now people see it and they're finally realizing what it really is. Is that what it is? We're finally realizing what the agenda here is. This isn't about gay people. This isn't about tolerance. This is about sexualizing children, grooming children, and marketing this propaganda towards children. And so here was Kaylee Campbell Layton when she walked to the Target and was stunned at what she saw.
We're at Target right now, and there's a lot of controversy going on about all of the Pride stuff that's coming out with kids' clothes and things like that. So we're going to go to the kids' section, and we're actually going to see if they're putting weird, creepy, uncomfy stuff on children's clothing.
It's a whole section. A kid's onesie.
Okay, this is the child.
A gay onesie for toddlers.
I'm next to a literal onesie that says whatever the hell that means. We have Glad You Came Out, and I'm So Happy That You're Queer in the kids section. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, but pride and toddler don't belong in the same sentence. So I found an extra small swimsuit in the child section. It says light binding effect on it. And then the bottoms in the kids section, keep in mind, say tuck friendly construction. They're giving it to your kids. If that doesn't give you a reason to avoid being children, whether you like it or not, and it's time that people actually do something about it. Because if they don't, then guess what? That shit won't just be in Target, it'll be in every store ever.
There you have it. And we went and saw it for ourselves. We went to Target, filed a report for ourselves. Had a little run-in with the staff, but they were actually kind. They know what's going on. Not all the staff agrees with this. Some do. Some individuals have gone out and filmed and reported on it. Like, I believe it was Ethan Schmidt in Arizona, I think it was, where this lady comes up and says, yeah, I'm a Satanist. I love this. But not all. The guy that came and talked to us said, hey, no, you guys, I'm all about free speech. I know it's a controversy. I just got to let you know that if you're going to be doing media reporting here, you've got to go through our Target people. Now, we filed that report anyway. You know me. But here is, though, for a little comic relief on this, if you can, here is Alex Stein. He had to try the tuck-friendly swimsuit for himself. And, you know, I understand why people don't like this, and I understand why people think that, oh, why are we doing this? Why are we promoting this? Guys, Alex Stein is a comedian. He's a comedian. And quite frankly, he's hilarious, and his stuff is original. So, but I understand why some purists and you know, Christian conservatives are like, why do we promote this? This isn't good. We shouldn't. It's culture jamming. Stein is a comedian. Shouldn't we have some people on our side in the comic industry? Shouldn't we have people in our sides in all these industries? Here, Stein.
This is not, yes, it is. It's
cut
friendly.
Good Lord, Alex. Good Lord, my man.
Yes, I saw
this. We're at Target, checking out their Tuck Friendly Pride Collection. That's right, guys. Extra cross coverage, Tuck Friendly construction. Thank you, Target.
No, it is.
I don't think this is a tucky one.
Yeah, it is. Look.
Tuck? Oh.
And they got a little binder
tuck
there,
friendly.
Too.
Construction. Okay. Well, let's see how tuck friendly
so
it is.
So that little girls can pretend they're
wow, so tuck friendly. It's nice to be. Let's go in here somehow. I love the tuck friendly bathing suit. I got it.
Yeah, that's a real woman now.
Tuck friendly. Awesome. Yeah, I saw it on TikTok too.
Oh my gosh.
You can't even see it, guys. It's like, this is the best tuck friendly construction I've ever seen. You see this? This is Target is so aggressive.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Thank
Alex.
You, Target. I just
Alex.
I feel like you're rolling.
Oh no.
Exercise.
Don't hit him with the high knees. Not in the middle of Target, no. Oh my gosh. We got more on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Oh boy. Chicago monkeypox outbreak. Chicago monkeypox outbreak raises alarm over summer spread. It's not even Pride Month yet, and monkeypox is already on the loose. Now, I want to play some other examples, some other video clips of people responding to Target. But you know what? Let me just go ahead and say something right now. There is a young man out there named Ethan Schmidt, who's been going to Target and exposing this for years, actually. And I do believe he got a one-year ban from Target that actually just got lifted. And so he went back and he shot another video. We may play that before the show's over, too. And, you know, I have no problem with Ethan Schmidt. I've never met him. But I didn't really cover his stuff too much because, personally, I felt that his tactics were just a little aggressive and a little put-offish. But he has a right to free speech, and he's a true Christian activist, and so I kind of just let it be. I didn't think it was worthy of scolding necessarily, but I wasn't really sure if I wanted to promote it. But I think where I stand on this issue now is that this is neither a promotion or a scolding of Christian activist Ethan Schmidt's approach. I would say this. If you are a Christian activist out there, if you claim to be a Christian activist, or if you want to be a Christian activist, then why are you not behaving like Ethan Schmidt? Because shouldn't that be the response? Again, I understand maybe because I've felt the way too. Is it a little put-offish? Is it a little aggressive? But see, the way I look at it now is
Is Ethan Schmidt put offish and aggressive? Or are the people that are targeting the children for pedophilia put offish and aggressive? And is Ethan Schmidt not the true Christian activist trying to push back against it? Now, I do believe he's his 1 year ban from Target, I believe, has been lifted just in time for Pride Month. But my guess is after he went and then she tore down another Pride sign and stomped it into the ground, they'll probably ban him again. But where are the Christian activists? Why is it Ethan Schmidt? He's like 24 years old. This is a young man. And so, yeah, you might think it's put offish and aggressive. Might be too much for you. Who else is out there? Who else is out there as a Christian activist calling this out? Who else is out there as a Christian activist getting in their face? Who else is trying to counter their aggression towards you? So, anybody who wants to sit here and say, well, the way he's doing it is wrong, well, then show me how you're doing it. Here's some other people doing it the right way. Let's go to Allison Steinberg now. One America News Network, she saw this going on at a Target near her. Here's her video.
Well, I finally made my way to the queer section of Target, and it's actually worse than I ever imagined. The Tuck-friendly construction is alive and well. As you can see, they have a full selection, so clearly it's not doing too well. But this is just out of control. I mean, really? Really? And if you thought the queer section was bad, just come on over to the carb section. We're looking in the baby aisle. You'll be such amazing moms. Two dads. There are more cards congratulating two same-sex parents than there are regular male-female parents. And then we head over to the wedding section. Hers and hers. Misses and misses. I mean...
Yeah, we saw more of that today. They even have thruple cards if you're in a thruple. Here's the Patriot Barbie. Same thing. Saw this crap at her local Target. Shot this video.
Here we go.
Ooh, gay Skittles.
My queer year.
There's cards for the gay people in your life.
Welcome to Target. The front door is right there.
Oh, it's right there when you walk in.
10 steps in before there is.
They got 100 gay flags.
Pride display for your children to see. Okay, these are like. Naked people on shirts. I was curious where the straight section is. So, like, shirts that say, like, straight pride and, like, hetero as heck. Super cis, you guys have, like, so there's gay.
Ooh,
pride.
Super cis. Super straight. Where's the straight pride flag?
I was curious where the straight section was. I wanted to buy some gifts for my kids.
Can you now record me, please?
I'm recording her.
Oh, she's recording me.
Okay,
where's the straight section for straight kids?
Indoctrination of kids, and you're like behind.
Yeah. Yeah. We're coming back.
Oh, I still wanted to talk to you, sir. You're the manager, right?
The pendulum is swinging back.
I still wanted to talk to you. Hello? Still trying to talk to you about this. No? No customer service? None?
And so...
He's refused to talk to me.
They, for so long, the radical left wing, or the militant LGBTQ aimed at your children, has had little to no pushback. They're finally getting the pushback. They're finally getting the call out. They're finally getting the what for. And people are waking up to it and realizing what's really going on. Now, I think it's important to connect this to politics because this is all part of a political agenda. And I've actually decided that no longer this concept that politics is downstream from culture, I believe that is wrong. I believe that is entirely the exact opposite. And it's time for us to abandon that thought altogether. Culture is downstream from politics, folks. This is all politics. This is all left-wing Democrat politics. They're trying to create voter blocks. They want you in these identity bubbles. They want you in your skin color identity bubbles. They want you in your sexual identity bubbles. It's all politics, folks. That's what this is. Democrats trying to create voters. So you've got the sexual deviants that are grooming the children for sex. But how does this avenue even exist? How does this even get promoted, because the Democrat Party inserts it into their political agenda because they want a voter block of gay people or LGBTQ people, specifically the youth, and they hope they'll grow up and they'll vote Democrat because the evil Republicans don't want you to chop your balls off and chop your breasts off, so you need to vote Democrat. So I'm reversing this altogether. Culture is downstream from politics, folks. We need to focus on the politics to snuff all of this out. The only reason they feel emboldened to do any of this in the culture is because they dominate the politics. If they didn't dominate the politics and conservative Republican representatives weren't such cowards, as we're starting to finally see people getting into Congress that are Republicans that aren't cowards, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Anna Paulina Luna, Byron Donalds, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, non-coward Republicans. See, the pushback has begun. The policy has begun. The laws, the bills have begun. The radical sexualized left has been unanswered for years, and finally there is some pushback. Here's another. Target customers in clip 6 have begun to tear down Pride propaganda to protect their children. Let's look at this one in clip 6.
So,
sees the, is the Pride for Kids sign, and he rips it off, puts it on the ground, and stomps it.
It's disgusting. It's devil worship. That's devil worship. That's devil worship.
Is that Ethan Schmidt back from his Target ban? He returned. This is like a ball player returning from like a steroid ban or something. He comes back and hits 3 home runs. Ethan Schmidt gets banned from Target, returns a year after his ban is up, smashes a big Pride for Kids sign right there in front of everybody and says it's Satanism. So, again, I'll tell you, I've been hesitant to promote his activity just because of its aggressive and put-offish nature, but not anymore. Not anymore, because I'm sick and tired of people claiming to be Christian activists sitting on the sidelines. I'm sick and tired of people claiming to be Christian activists sitting on their internet accounts. I'm sick and tired of Christian activists saying, oh, we'll just sit in our corners and we'll just do the right thing and that'll be fine. No, God calls you to action. Jesus Christ calls you to action. So, you might not like Ethan Schmidt's approach or tactics, but what are you doing? What are you doing to protect children? What are you doing to stop this sexual propaganda aimed at children? What are you doing to stop this sexual deviancy from becoming normal in culture? We've got more, including my report. That's right. I went and shot a report at Target, and there's an angle to this that I have that nobody else has pointed out yet. You'll have that coming.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil.